So saying, he raised his face, which was very red, no doubt from the exertion of strapping and buckling as aforesaid, and giving the reins to the old man, who had by this time taken his seat, sighed again and bade him good night.
"Good night," cried Gabriel. "Now think better of what we have just been speaking of, and don't be rash, there's a good fellow. I have an interest in you, and wouldn't have you cast yourself away. Good night."
Returning his cheery farewell with cordial goodwill, Joe Willet lingered until the sound of wheels ceased to vibrate in his ears, and then, shaking his head mournfully, re-entered the house. Gabriel Varden went his way towards London, thinking of a great many things, and most of all of flaming terms in which to relate his adventure, and so account satisfactorily to Mrs. Varden for visiting the Maypole, despite certain solemn covenants between himself and that lady. Thinking begets not only thought, but drowsiness occasionally, and the more the locksmith thought, the more sleepy he became. A man may be very sober, or at least firmly set upon his legs, on that neutral ground which lies between the confines of perfect sobriety and slight tipsiness, and yet feel a strong tendency to mingle up present circumstances with others which have no manner of connection with them, to confound all consideration of persons, things, times, and places, and to jumble his disjointed thoughts together in a kind of mental kaleidoscope, producing combinations as unexpected as they are transitory. This was Gabriel Varden's state as, nodding in his dog sleep, and leaving his horse to pursue a road with which he was well acquainted, he got over the ground unconsciously, and drew nearer and nearer home. He had roused himself once, when the horse stopped until the turnpike gate was opened, and had cried a lusty...